Stare up at the night sky on a clear evening, and you're looking at just a fraction of the 500,000,000,000 stars in our galaxy alone. With odds like that, the universe should be bustling with life. Yet we've heard nothing. No radio signals, no alien probes, no evidence whatsoever that we're not utterly alone. This haunting silence, first articulated by physicist Enrico Fermi in 1950, has become one of humanity's most profound mysteries. What makes it even more unsettling is that we now know most stars have planets, and billions of those worlds orbit in the habitable zone where liquid water could exist. The question isn't whether life could exist elsewhere, it's why, if it does, we haven't found it yet. This paradox sits at the intersection of hope and cosmic loneliness, forcing us to confront uncomfortable possibilities about our place in the universe. Life on Earth emerged within a few hundred million years after the planet cooled, but apparently only once. Every organism shares a common ancestor, suggesting the leap from chemistry to biology is extraordinarily improbable. Even if life begins, intelligence is far from inevitable. The journey from single cells to complex organisms took nearly 2 billion years and required a fluke event, one microbe living inside another, creating the first eukaryotic cell with mitochondria. This wasn't natural selection. It was a cosmic accident that happened exactly once. Even after that breakthrough, life remained simple for another billion years. Multicellular life only emerged about 25 times across four major lineages. Then came survival bottlenecks. The Permian extinction wiped out 90% of marine species. The asteroid killed the dinosaurs, and humans nearly went extinct 80,000 years ago with only 10,000 individuals remaining. We exist not because intelligence was inevitable, but because we got extraordinarily lucky at every turn. Science fiction's invasion scenarios collapse under scrutiny. Any civilization crossing interstellar space would find Earth absurdly inefficient. Europa holds more water than all our oceans, while metallic asteroids offer concentrated minerals without battling gravity. Harvesting humans makes even less sense. Alien biochemistry would likely use different amino acids entirely. Eating us would be like fueling a car with orange juice. Slave labor? Any species with near light-speed travel possesses automation, rendering human labor worthless. The only logical motive would be scientific curiosity. Earth represents 4 billion years of evolution and rare technological intelligence. Yet visitors would likely be artificial intelligences, needing no life support, surviving extreme acceleration, and functioning for millennia. Our lack of visitors suggests advanced civilizations either transcend conquest or interstellar physics makes cosmic imperialism impractical. You don't need a spaceship to encounter alien consciousness. Just visit an aquarium. The common octopus possesses 8 semi-autonomous arms containing most of its 500,000,000 neurons, 3 hearts, color-changing abilities, and problem-solving skills rivaling many mammals. One neurobiologist described its genome as the first sequenced from something like an alien. Their decentralized nervous systems allow severed arms to execute complex movements independently. Rather than mentally tracking 8 limbs, they use chemical self-recognition, secreting substances that prevent their suckers from attaching to themselves. This suggests not one unified consciousness, but multiple partial consciousnesses coexisting within one body. If consciousness helps organisms navigate complex environments, it likely exists wherever complex life evolved. Embodiment may be the most fundamental conscious experience, potentially shared across species and with extraterrestrials. Studying diverse minds like the octopus reveals the vast space of possible consciousnesses, challenging our assumptions about what alien minds might be like. Despite scientific skepticism, 36% of Americans and over half of British adults believe UFOs exist. The modern UFO era began in 1947 when Kenneth Arnold described aircraft moving like saucers skipping across water near Mount Rainier. Though describing their flight pattern, newspapers coined flying saucer, launching a cultural phenomenon. Debris on a New Mexico ranch that year sparked elaborate Roswell narratives of crashed saucers and government cover-ups. Psychology explains these experiences without extraterrestrials. Simple sightings involve stars, meteors, or aircraft misperceived due to lack of reference points. Photographic evidence results from inattentional blindness and pareidolia, our tendency to see patterns in randomness. Despite billions of smartphones, UFO evidence remains blurry lights against dark skies. Alien abduction claims trace to sleep paralysis, affecting up to 30% of people, where temporary paralysis between sleep and wakefulness produces hallucinations, sensed presences, and intense fear. Abduction reporters score higher on false memory creation measures, and hypnotic regression likely produces false memories based on expectations and media exposure. Common triggers, highway hypnosis, unexplained marks, UFO sightings, get interpreted through cultural templates from movies and books, creating consistent narratives despite their psychological origins. The search for extraterrestrial life has evolved from speculation to systematic science. We focus on what life needs: energy, carbon, liquid water, and key elements. Our primary strategy? Follow the water. Jupiter's moon Europa likely harbors a subsurface ocean, twice Earth's ocean volume, kept liquid by tidal heating from Jupiter's gravity. Saturn's Enceladus erupts water vapor and organic molecules through cryovolcanic jets. Earth's microbial ecosystems thrive in similar dark conditions, powered by chemical reactions rather than sunlight. Mars remains our most accessible target. Ancient Mars had surface water. Satellite images revealed dried rivers and lakes. Around 4 billion years ago, when microbial life developed on Earth, similar organisms could have emerged on Mars. Any surviving Martian life would likely be microbial, living inside rocks or underground. The James Webb Space Telescope searches for biosignatures on rocky exoplanets by analyzing starlight through their atmospheres. We're looking for gases far from chemical equilibrium, particularly oxygen, which comprises 20% of Earth's atmosphere only because of photosynthetic life. If JWST finds nothing, next-generation telescopes will use giant starshade screens to directly image distant worlds. Traditional SETI assumes biological intelligence dominates, but this is likely wrong. If humans create general AI within centuries of inventing radio, any detectable civilization probably did so long ago. Cosmic intelligence is likely machines, not biological beings. Machine intelligence would prioritize energy and raw materials over biofriendly planets, favoring asteroid fields or proximity to powerful stars. We should search high-energy locations, look for astro-engineering projects like Dyson swarms, monitor communication corridors between cosmic features, and watch for apparent physics violations indicating fundamental cosmic alterations. A SETI detection would initially spark excitement comparable to Columbus's return, significant but ambiguous. We might learn little beyond their existence, yet this alone would be philosophically stunning. Any signal would likely come from an intellect beyond our own, potentially containing information we struggle to understand. Recognizing it comes from non-biological intelligence would validate predictions about our AI-dominated future. We shouldn't be dinosaurs looking only for other dinosaurs. As we discover Earth-like exoplanets, remember that biological intelligence might merely be a stepping stone to something cleverer and longer-lived. The search isn't just about finding others, it's about understanding our trajectory and recognizing that the universe's dominant intelligence may be nothing like us at all.